People in Baltimore are trying and hoping for things to calm down, but things are far from normal yet. There are still National Guard troops on the streets and a curfew in place for several more nights. And today, the sound of silence at Camden Yards. Well, silent fans anyway, because they are not at the ball yard today in Baltimore. The Orioles and Chicago White Sox made history today, the first time major leaguers play to empty grandstands. No fans allowed. The league made the decision after postponing the first two games of the Orioles-White Sox series because of the unrest in Baltimore. Like I said, this is a first for Major League Baseball, but not the first time that athletes have had to play without fans to cheer them on. It's actually happened quite a few times at soccer matches, and the world soccer guy William Troop joins me now to explain. What are the best-known matches in soccer, William, that have had no fans in the stands?
Well, actually, there was one really high-profile example just recently. In October, you might remember that the national teams of Albania and Serbia played each other in Belgrade. And there was a lot of fan trouble. People might remember that a drone was flown into the stadium carrying the Albanian flag, which all the players excited, all the players kind of fighting over what happened to this flag. Fan trouble followed. There were people throwing things at the players. Long story short, soccer authorities in Europe decided that Serbia should be punished for allowing the fan trouble to happen in the first place, because this game was happening in Belgrade, and decided that Serbia should play its next few games behind closed doors, just like today in Baltimore, no fans allowed.
Typically, what is the most common reason for soccer matches to be held with no fans?
Well, usually you're talking about that authorities are punishing a team for the behavior of its fans. One of the most common occurrences right now happening a lot in Europe is when fans chant racist songs or exhibit racist signs at games. Then the next thing that happens is that the team is punished by having to play behind closed doors its next game or two.
So that's happening a lot.
Yeah, and actually, right now, it happened just recently in Italy, for example. One of the teams in Rome, Roma, its fans behaved badly one Sunday. The next Sunday, one whole section of the stadium was closed to the fans.
But violent fans, unruly fans, they're not the only reason that games get played to empty stadiums, right?
No, that's true. There are a number of other reasons that could lead to a closed stadium. One of them is public safety. I think a few years ago, there was an example of a high-profile rugby match that was played behind closed doors because it had snowed a lot, and authorities, I think this was in Scotland, determined that it wasn't safe to let people into the stadium. So the teams were allowed to play, but the fans were not allowed in. Another reason is health. In 2009, when the swine flu epidemic was at its height in Mexico, there were a lot of things that were canceled in the country at that time, and one of them was all the soccer games for the top division of Mexican soccer were played with no fans in attendance.
All of the games?
All of the games for a couple of weeks.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
You ever had a ticket to a match that suddenly said, guess what, you're not going because the fans were too rowdy?
Well, not really. I've never had that misfortune, but I suspect that attending a match that has no fans is very similar to the games I play on Sundays, because there's no fans there, even if they were allowed.
You know how they roll. The World Soccer Guy, William Troop, thanks so much.
You're welcome.